Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Dawn Jackson Blattner, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Well, thank you. And before the break, you did such a great summary of our time together yesterday talking about nutrition. A plus on that summary.
Yeah. Dawn says that sugar causes you to age more quickly at a cellular level. You've got to reduce your added sugars. How am I doing?
Yeah, I mean, it was excellent. I give you an A plus for that. And I think it's so fun to be back that you enjoyed my artificial intelligence vacation spot.
Okay. So what did you do, Dawn? Tell us that story.
Okay. So there is eight of us in my family, two over 70-year-old adults, two teens, and then some middle-aged people. We all had things that we wanted to do, things we were thinking, where are we all going to go and be happy? We didn't know. So we said, well, where would you turn if you have a life question? And we said, you know what? We should turn to ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence. And so we basically typed in things that we wanted. Like, so for example, many of us were like, hey, we want a direct flight from the East Coast. You know, we don't want to be hopping planes. We want it to be maybe like 5 or 6 hours. We don't want to sit in a plane too long. We want beautiful but totally not crowded beaches. And we want a lot of natural beauty around us. We want it to be safe, low crime. We want sunny weather. We want unique activities for teens, but we also want unique activities for seniors. We want it to be up and coming, but still have an authentic, untouched feel. We want locals to love it and feel like it's their, you know, little secret. Of course, I'm a dietitian, so I put on the list, I want healthy food options. We wanted relaxation, too, was a big word. So we put right relaxation. And again, we put we don't want it touristy. We don't want it feel touristy. So we put all these things into ChatGPT.
Okay. And did you specifically say you're flying overseas? I guess you told it that you want to go to Europe. Was that part of it?
Yes. We wanted to, you know, explore, especially with the teens in the group. We wanted to, you know, make sure we use our passports and go more European style. So, we're like, I don't know what they're going to come up with us. So we basically just put this whole list together, and out pops this word, Azores. Azores. We all look at each other. We're like, Azores? So Azores, Portugal. They're basically volcanic islands right off of Portugal. And so my sister-in-law was in charge of planning the trip and looking into it, like, could this actually be a feasible option? And she said, oh, my gosh, you know what? ChatGPT is totally onto something. The Azores is this popular group of islands. There's so many active things to do. And, in fact, it was perfect for teens, middle-aged, and older adults of things like, for example, we did anything from cliff diving, which I did, which I can't believe I did, to just taking a nice trip looking at dolphins on a cruise and swimming in a natural hot spring. There were easy walking trails and hard walking trails. I mean, it was everything ChatGPT we put in. It spit out the perfect place for us.
Did you generate the question yourself, or was there like a form you filled out?
Nope, we generated it ourselves. So if you type in, you know, ChatGPT on your computer, it basically just pops up and it has an empty spot for you to ask a question. And so we just started putting in, hey, we're looking for a place for a family trip. Here are some of our requirements. And we just, like I bullet pointed to you, just put it all in there. And, it generated Azores, Portugal.
And did you put in, like, consideration for where you're going to stay, Airbnb, hotel, price point, that sort of thing?
Then after we found the place, then my sister-in-law really just got to researching online and using ChatGPT only as like a little secondary, double check. After we found something, she said she would go in, like, you know, double check and say, you know, what are your recommendations? And most of the time, after we got the place, most of the time we could just do our own research. And she was looking at, you know, Airbnb and hotels and, you know, the different excursions to do and things like that. But the place was the hardest part of this because, you know, with so many different age groups and so many different interests and things, You know, there's a whole world. We were almost like, you know, too many decisions. We couldn't make a decision. So having, you know, this assistance of artificial intelligence actually really ended up helping us out.
Yeah, no kidding. So then how long were you gone?
We spent a little time in New York, but then we were in Azores. It was supposed to be like 9 days, but because there was that universal glitch, our flight ended up being delayed a bit. So we stayed 6 days.
6 days or 9 days? Wait, you were going to go 9 days, but you couldn't go as long as you wanted?
Well, there was, do you remember this? It was a couple of weeks ago where glitch. Yeah. Well, so our flight got canceled in the glitch of, you know, whatever that was. So we spent extra time in New York. And so, yes, our vacation in Azores got cut short a little bit by a couple of days, but it ended up still, I mean, we still got everything done. It's a small enough island that you can, you know, drive most of it pretty quickly. And it was a great time.
The Azores. And was it a specific island? Because I've heard of the Azores. I don't think I would have found it on a map. What was the name of the island you were on?
Yeah. So the island is S. Miguel Island. And that's where, like, the main, like, capital of the Azores is. And it's a little bit more, built up than maybe the other islands. So there was, you know, plenty of, like, roads and signs and regular things. So it was easy to navigate. I highly recommend it.
And then I guess I speak Portuguese there?
Yeah, speak Portuguese. Obrigada was thank you. But they also spoke plenty of English. When you're traveling abroad, I do think it's always a great idea to at least attempt their language, you know, with things like Google Translate. You can type in any word, you can hear how it's pronounced, and you can try to speak with locals. And I mean, you know, they may get frustrated with you, but I think it is a sign of respect to at least, you know, try a bit with their language.
Oh, I completely agree with you on that. Okay, and then I guess that would work domestically too, Dawn, if I wanted to just say we want to stay in the Continental 48 and just open up ChatGPT in your browser, and then it's not like you have to look for the vacation app. Just say, hey, ChatGPT, we want to go on a vacation, and some of us like the beach, some of us don't, whatever, right?
Yes, and that's the thing. You get a better answer the more prompts you put in. So, like, you know, for example, like safety is kind of like an obvious thing. I feel like most people would want somewhere to be safe. But, hey, put it in there. It's like that's something that's on your mind. Put it on there. You know, if it is like, yeah, something obscure, like you're saying that, you know, somebody really likes to have a scenic drive or snorkel or whatever it is, the more things that you can prompt in, the more likely ChatGPT can sort of, you know, scour the internet and plop right to you, you know, what it finds. And it would be more likely to meet all your needs if you put them all in there.
All right, Dawn. Well, as always, you are a font of information and positivity. Somebody just texted in and said, John, I vote for Dawn to do a daily health segment. We need health and finance advice every day. And while we do give finance advice, we come to you for nutrition and dietary ideas and now travel information. Attention to potential sponsors out there. Call WGN Radio Sales. Let's get this lady on every day. Okay, Dawn. Thank you for your help. I'll talk to you next week.
You're the best. Thanks. Have a great weekend.